Well, there we are. That's Abyss. It's the new single from Taylor Castro. She's probably going to tell me I've pronounced it wrong because she's on the line right now. Taylor, hi.
Hi. I would say Abyss.
Fair enough. Taylor, I don't know really where to start looking you up, because we can look you up on music websites and on music channels and things like that. We can look you up on IMDb. We can find you in so many places. Yours is really a portfolio career, isn't it? If you had to fill in a passport application, what would you put at the top as your occupation?
I think I would put storyteller.
That's a good answer.
Everything that I do. Yeah, I think it's all rooted in that.
How did it all start for you, though? Did you start by acting? Did you start by music?
I started in musical theater when my mom saw a passion in me as a kid, and I went to drama camp growing up. And then eventually those two kind of branched off, and I found love for them individually. You know, as I've grown older, I've started to kind of branch more and more into doing it professionally. So here we are, you know. It keeps growing.
But you are well known from the films you've made. Did that kind of make you think, well, okay, this is it. I'm going to be stuck here doing, you know, movies for the rest of my life? Or have you always felt that no, I can run multiple threads concurrently?
I think I always knew that I could multitask and do multiple of the things that I love to do. The way my parents raised me, I never felt like I was limited to one craft that I wanted to do. And I mean, just to put it out there, I would do movies forever. I mean, I love movies and I love acting and being on set so much. And then I think they actually happened around the same time. I was already doing films, but I started doing music professionally, you know, not just as for fun, when I was 15 or so. So they kind of started taking off at the same time, so it definitely didn't feel like one was more important than the other ever or anything like that.
And I can see how you would do, because you're well acclaimed as a screenwriter. You get people write lovely things about your scripts, and I can see how that would tie in with songwriting. But acting, I'm guessing you're taking direction, and I'm going to take a stab and say I bet in the studio you like to be a bit more in charge, don't you?
Mm-hmm. This is true. Yeah, it's definitely when you're acting, you know, you're portraying a character and you are getting directed by someone else. Whereas with the music, I'm the director, the character is me, you know, most of the time. So you definitely get a lot more freedom when it comes to music. But I think that the transition isn't too difficult, because the singing aspect of being a musician and the acting aspect, they do kind of coincide, and that sometimes, even though the song is written about me, I'm still making sure that I'm portraying that story, which is the same thing that you do with acting. So they definitely go hand in hand, I think. And I think that's why so many people do both of them, you know?
Yeah, but to do both and do it well is another thing, and that's something you do seem to manage to do. When I look at your lyrics as well, I mean, there's an awful lot of people say, "Oh, yeah, I'm a songwriter," and basically, when you take a look at their song, yeah, there's a little bit of an intro, there's a hook, and then the rest of it is that's the song done. Your lyrics, as someone else said on one of the comments I saw, is it should be out the pages of your diary by the sound of it. So it sounds like there's a lot of work goes into those lyrics.
Thank you. Well, I think for every song, it's different. I like to say that songs are kind of like different plants, and they all have their own way of growing. Like, they all need sunlight and water, but they need it in different quantities, and they all take different times to bloom. Like, Abyss was written in 45 minutes, you know, but we didn't actually create the demo until months later. Whereas other songs, like, I'll just get the first verse, and I won't even be able to come up with a chorus for months and months, and then suddenly it'll just click and I'll write it in like half an hour. So it really just depends on the song. It's always different, but I think that if you kind of like look at the trends of the different imagery they use and you know, literary techniques and whatever, you'll see that there's like a consistency of it being, you know, written by me.
Indeed. Do you do the lyrics?
What I mean?
Is it lyrics first, music first, or depends on the song?
It's usually, well, in Pure, it was music first. We would get the track and then I'd write over it. But in this album, it's completely lyrics first.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Can you ever say, you're doing screenwriting as well, could you ever see the day where you write a musical starring yourself?
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Yes, of course. And you know what else I thought would be such a cool project to try is creating an album and then creating a film from that album.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, that I think one girl has done that. Melanie Martinez, I think. I haven't seen it yet, but I think she's like the only one who's done that. And that's something I think would be so cool to do.
And with your ability to act and everything, does that make making videos and everything much easier? Because an awful lot of people went, I'm of a certain age, I'm certainly got a few years on you. When videos first came out, a lot of musicians went, hang on a minute, that wasn't the deal. I like to make songs.
Yeah.
But does it come all much easier to you? I'm guessing it does.
No, they definitely come on easier. Because like more than just being a screenwriter, I want to be a filmmaker. So I really love the idea of the music videos because they're kind of these little short films and they really help grow you to create more films in the future. And plus you get full creative control. There's really no limit to how, you know, crazy your music video can be. So I have a lot of fun with the music videos. And it was something that I always was looking forward to when I started, you know, doing this professionally. So I definitely love the music video aspect.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, tell us about Abyss and what's the idea behind it? What made you write that song?
Abyss is about a friend I had actually, and he was just very difficult to decipher. And meanwhile, I was still kind of learning how to be a friend because years previously I had been kind of friendless, eating lunch alone and whatever. So I had a lot to learn when it came to, you know, what's acceptable as a friend. And I was trying to figure this person out and figure out how I should morph our relationship, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just got very frustrating because he was abysmal. And I wrote it after like a fight we had had in the morning. And I just felt so silly for, you know, being so dramatic as a friend. But there was just so much that needed to be said, and it all just kind of spilled on the page, and then Abyss happened.
That's always a good way to write a song, though, isn't it? If you've got plenty of stuff going on in your life, it gives you something to write about. Will we see you
for
over
sure.
here at all, do you think? I know it's obviously travel is really difficult at the moment, but have you got plans to visit the UK?
Hopefully, yes. We're looking somewhere into 2021. Hopefully things will be better by then, and traveling will be easier, and we can head over there and see everyone.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. Well, for the time being, we'll content ourselves with watching you on the big screen and listening to your music. Taylor, it's been a joy to speak with you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.